Good morning. It's good to connect with you today on this Wednesday morning for our time of taking a pause in our day, in our week, to pray and to hear the words that God has for us from Scripture. Today, plan is as usual, where I will open us in prayer, and then I'll read out of the Bible, have a short devotion, and then close us in prayer. So I'll be praying this morning, opening from the Book of Common Prayer. So I invite you to pray with me as I read this prayer. O God, you declare your almighty power chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Grant us the fullness of your grace that we, running to obtain your promises, may become partakers of your heavenly treasure. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And then today our scripture reading comes out of the book of Exodus in chapter 17, verses 1 through 7. So I invite you to hear these words. From the wilderness of Sin, the whole congregation of the Israelites journeyed by stages, as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. The people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water, and the people complained against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me." The Lord said to Moses, "Go on ahead of the people and take some of the elders of Israel with you. Take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile and go. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock and water will come out of it so that the people may drink." Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. He called the place Massah and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled and tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. When I think about this passage of Scripture, and every time I read it and hear those words, I see how human Moses was in his leadership. Here you have Moses; he's been leading the people. He spoke with Pharaoh and did the miracles and all those things to get the Israelites out of Egypt and led them through the Red Sea. And here we have the people starting to complain. I mean, certainly when I'm thirsty, I can be pretty grouchy, and I can complain if there's no water in sight, if there's no water coming my way. I know how I can get grouchy. But here you have Moses, who is led the people out of slavery. Now, slavery in Egypt. And the people are complaining that, they're thirsty. Why did we come out of Egypt if we were only going to die here in the desert with no water? And Moses is frustrated. He is frustrated with the people. He is like, "Your quarrel, why are you doing this? Why are you quarreling with me and quarreling with the Lord?" It's a frustrating moment for Moses. A frustrating moment in leadership. Now, there's moments when we are leading, when we are with people in an organization or our business or at school, teaching. I mean, there's so many places where we are called to give leadership. And there are times that we find ourselves in the shoes of Moses. We're with people who are quarreling, who are unappreciative, people who just don't see the big picture because, well, they're thirsty or they're hungry. I think what's important here in this moment is not only is there compassion for us. I believe compassion when we are trying to lead, trying to do the right thing, and it seems like we're not getting there. We're struggling in our leadership. God was there with Moses, and God is present with us as well. And I believe that presence, that caring and guidance that comes from our God is important, especially as a people of faith, especially as we are trying to lead. That we take those struggles, we take those anxieties, those moments when it feels like we are being pulled in 18,000 different directions, when we are with people at that moment that we are done with, at the end, we're at the end of our rope. I believe it's important that we turn back to God and ask for God to lead us, to guide us, to show us a way forward. And it's important that we lean into that, especially now in this time of pandemic. I believe that our God is with us, and that as we lead and go forward as a people, that our God hears those struggles, sees those struggles, and we are not alone. So brothers and sisters, let us lean into that connection with God. Let us lean into that compassion that God has for us. And then we find ourselves struggling, when we find ourselves amongst a quarrelsome people, let us be reminded that it is our God who is ultimately leading us and guiding us forward. Even if it feels like everything is stacked against us, our God is with us, guiding and leading us forward. Amen. Well, at this moment, I invite us to take a pause, to lift what's in our hearts and our minds in a moment of prayer. We'll follow a pattern of prayer that we follow in our worship services at McClave and Wiley, where we'll take a moment to be in silent prayer, lifting what's in our hearts and our minds. And then I will pray and we'll close with the Lord's Prayer. So let us pray. Almighty and gracious God, we come here today as your people. We come here in this moment in the middle of the week. We know there are moments when we find ourselves struggling as we lead. We find ourselves struggling in moments where leadership seems more of a challenge and a burden than it does seem to be a blessing. And Lord, we know we are called to lead in so many different ways, be it at home, be it with our families or at school and business, and so many and different places in which we are called to give leadership. Lord, may we use your wisdom. May we lean into the connection that we have with you as we lead, as we go forward, as a people of faith in our communities and wherever we find ourselves. Lord, you are our God. And Lord, we give thanks that you are with us and that you are our ultimate leader as we go forward in life. Lord, we lift up all those today who find themselves struggling with health concerns, work, or relationships, or school. And Lord, however we can extend our hands or our feet or our voice in caring for others, Lord, call on us and move us to do so. Lord, we also take a moment to praise you and give thanks that you are our God, that you are indeed with us, and that you indeed call us to a future filled with hope. May we lean into that future, being guided by the Holy Spirit and ultimately under your wisdom and care. Lord, we give thanks that we are your people. We give thanks for your Son who came to show us the way, and through his life and death and resurrection, shows us that death and despair do not have the final say, but rather your hope and life do. We pray this in your Son's holy name, and may we pray as he taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, go in peace. And as you go back into your day, may you know that hope and that love and care that our God shares with us, and how our God leads us through the Holy Spirit and leads us through the teachings of Christ and all that we do. Go in this hope and go in peace. Amen.